Trump hammers Wall Street Journal, declares U.S. doesn't have free trade. By Nick Gilbertson on March 13, 2025. President Donald Trump hammered the Wall Street Journal, which has been highly critical of his tariff policies, and declared the United States does not currently enjoy free trade, in a pair of Truth Social posts Thursday. In one post, Trump wrote that the newspaper ideologically aligns with the European Union's polluted thinking. The globalist Wall Street Journal has no idea what they are doing or saying. They are owned by the polluted thinking of the European Union, which was formed for the primary purpose of screwing the United States of America, Trump wrote. There, Wall Street Journal, thinking is antiquated and weak, and very bad for the USA. But have no fear, we will win on everything. Egg prices are down, oil is down, interest rates are down. And tariff-related money is pouring into the United States, he added. Trump then paraphrased late President Franklin Roosevelt, "The only thing you have to fear, is fear itself." Trump followed up with another post moments later, contending the United States has stupid trade rather than free trade. The U.S. doesn't have free trade. We have stupid trade. The entire world is ripping U.S. off, wrote. The posts came a day after the journal's editor-in-chief, Emma Tucker, appeared on Fox Business and said Trump's tariffs had changed the mood of business executives. Tucker said the upbeat mood around Trump's policies she saw in Davos has shifted, and his tariffs are being imposed in a haphazard fashion. But it's very interesting how that mood has shifted pretty much since all tariffs started coming in, she said. I think businesses realize this, sick, now Trump is serious about this. But the problem they've got is that they're being imposed in a very haphazard way, and that's creating so much instability. The journal's editorial board also attacked Trump's tariff policies in February, a day before Trump signed his initial 25% tariff policies on Mexico and Canada, which were ultimately paused after negotiations between the country's leaders. If a North American trade war persists, it will qualify as one of the dumbest in history, the editorial board wrote January 31. Trump notably imposed those tariffs due to the threat of fentanyl and illegal aliens coming into the United States. As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe wrote, the newspaper's blasé attitude towards the mass death of myriad Americans is explained by its business readers' intense focus on the economic payoff from cross-border trade between low-wage Mexicans and high-consumption Americans. Take the U.S. auto industry, which is really a North American industry because supply chains in the three countries are highly integrated. The journal wrote in its editorial, "The dumbest trade war in history." Trump also singled out the EU in another post earlier Thursday over a whiskey tariff and threatened to retaliate with 200% tariffs on alcohol from EU countries. The European Union, one of the most hostile and abusive taxing and tariffing authorities in the world, which was formed for the sole purpose of taking advantage of the United States, has just put a nasty 50% tariff on whiskey, he wrote. If this tariff is not removed immediately, the U.S. will shortly place a 200% tariff on all wines, champagnes, and alcoholic products coming out of France and other EU-represented countries. This will be great for the wine and champagne businesses in the U.S., he added.